Welcome back to Juneau Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. Well, last year, the Juneau Nordic Ski Club raised more than $26,000 to get kids out on skis. That was at their all-day Communiski fundraiser, which is set to once again start this Saturday. And Tristan Knutson Lombardo's with me. Tristan, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us. And you're the program coordinator there at the Juneau Nordic Ski Club, among other hats that I know you wear as well. But tell me a little bit about this day, and then we're going to be joined by a couple of the skiers in the program as well.
Yeah, like you mentioned, Andy, this is our big fundraiser of the year for the youth ski programs that the ski club runs. So the Juneau Nordic Ski Club is Juneau's local nonprofit cross-country ski club. So anyone who goes out and skis Pioneer Road out North Douglas or Montana Creek or the campground or the lake, Menhall Lake, when it freezes, that's all groomed and maintained by the Nordic Ski Club volunteers. But the other big thing that the ski club does is provide ski programming for over 115 Juneau youth. Sunday is our big day to kind of celebrate all things that support getting young people out on skis, raising a little bit of money, but most importantly, skiing really, really, really far.
Okay. And coming back, right? You don't just make them go in one direction. They get to come back, right?
I should probably call Temps Go to see if we can get some pickups.
Yeah, I got to get some pickups. We got a bunch of skiers out there. Well, we're going to be joined by two skiers right now. It's Makaya Jensen and Annika Lindstedt is on the line with us as well, right here on this Zoom call with us. And I can see they're on mute right this second, but if those guys will unmute, they can join us here on the air as well. Hi, Makaya and Annika. How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
Good.
Good. Good to see you guys, and good. Thanks for joining us here on the broadcast. So tell us a little bit. I'll start with you, Makaya. How did you get into skiing? How long have you been skiing, and what are you hoping to
do here?
Oh, go ahead.
I've been Nordic skiing for a couple of years. I just joined Juneau Nordic Ski Team this year because a friend of mine recommended it.
Did you downhill ski first or snowboard first? Or
I am a downhill skier also.
Okay. When it's that creates this problem, right? When it's a great day for skiing, which one do you choose?
It depends on the conditions.
Good answer. But also,
well, the good answer, Makaya, is to say you choose cross country skiing.
Hey, that's coach on the line. You got to. Well, I mean, it's such a different thing, too. I mean, cross country skiing's a huge part of it, of course, is that it's such a great workout, right? So you're going to get out and really exercise intensely when you go out cross country skiing. And of course, it can vary as well. It depends on how hard you want to take it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Annika, what about you? Let's ask you. When did you start skiing?
I started skiing when I was actually like 2, 3, like cross-country skiing. My first cross-country event was when I was 3.
That's pretty early. That's pretty early, I'd say. You really got into it early on, huh? Your parents were cross-country skiers and they got you into it, I'm guessing?
Yeah, my dad's a big cross-country skier. My mom also cross-country skis a little bit.
Now, I cross-country ski, but when I think about it, I think I'm, of course, old fuddy-duddy, classic style. Have you always skate-skied? Do you do both? Do you prefer one of the over the other?
I prefer, like, I don't have a, like, I like both of them. I started classicking till I was, like, 9, 10, then when I started skate skiing. We started skate skiing on combi skis. My old coach, we lived in Colorado for most of my life, and we moved up here like 2 years ago. And I started to love it. And once I got on the team, I really, really liked doing both.
Cool. Makaya, what about you? Which one do you prefer, or do you prefer one over the other?
I started out preferring classic, but now I enjoy skate a bit more because you go faster.
You go so fast. It's humiliating when I'm out on a track doing my old do-do-do-do-do, and then someone zooms by on skate skis. It's like,
but
oh,
Andy,
brother.
I will, Andy, I will tell you, if you got a nicer pair of classic skis, you're going to go a lot faster, nearly as fast as a skate skier.
You've seen my skis. But, you know, I mean, come on, I'm pragmatic. I want to be frugal with my ski purchases. But you're right, it is, they are old gear. Tell me a little bit about that. What has happened in the last, let's say, 10 to 20 years on the improvement of technology of skis?
Yeah, I mean, skis just continue to get faster and sleeker and lighter. That's the big thing, right, is that cross-country skiing, it's, you know, it's enough work as is, so why let our skis slow us down? You know, when I was Micaiah and Annika's age, I also, skate skiing was like the cool thing for me. I love to do that. But now I really have an appreciation for both, especially on a really nice pair of classic skis. You go a lot faster than you realize.
Yeah.
So Andy, we need to upgrade you.
Justin, when you're coaching kids, younger kids, are there certain things that you try to keep in mind as far as like injury prevention? Are there certain techniques that people do that they need to watch out for? What's some of the things that you keep in mind when you're coaching?
That's a great question. Both Annika and Micaiah are part of our middle school ski team. And really our focus is to build a lifelong love and enjoyment for the sport, because you can, you know, as long as there's snow, you can go cross country skiing anywhere. It's a great sport and skill to have with you for the rest of your life. So really what's important to us is less so like how hard you ski or how fast you ski or what's your time or your place, but more, are you having fun out there? And are you building the skills that you need to take with you elsewhere? The one thing that I really like about cross-country skiing, and I also, as you know, Andy, I coach running as well, but it's a real low-impact sport. So it's a nice winter alternative to those that do like to run in the summer, that you're not pounding hard, you're gliding, it's smooth, it's soft. It really is a great complement to a lot of the summer hiking and running activities that we do. So to get out and skis in the winter is kind of a nice break.
Yeah, I would think the kind of nagging injuries that those of us who've run for a long time, you know, you deal with, it seems like that doesn't happen as much really in cross-country skiing, but maybe I'm wrong about that. But it seems like because it's so low impact, you know, there's not that pounding.
Yeah. The pounding, you know, you might get some overuse stuff just from most different motions that you're not used to doing with your arms or your hands. But you know, as far as like stress fractures and things like that, they're pretty darn uncommon in our sport, which is nice.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this event. Tell me how that's going to work, how people can get involved, that sort of thing.
So Annika and Micaiah and then 60 plus of their teammates in the high school, middle school teams have been out collecting pledges the last few months or a few weeks, all in support of our collective goal to see how far we can ski this Sunday up at Eagle Crest. We're going to be on the Eagle Crest lower loop. And I was just tallying the totals. Our middle school team, you all are hoping to ski together 552 kilometers.
Wow.
So it's over 310 miles. There's 32 middle schoolers. Our high school team, which is about the same size, is hoping to ski 934 kilometers together. And then our coaches, we have an amazing crew of volunteer coaches, about two dozen adults come out and coach our elementary through high school programs. We've said we want to ski 531 kilometers together. So we may have the lowest goal of the three, but we're still contributing. So all told, that's a little over 2,000 kilometers between the high school, middle school teams and the coaches, which means our goal is to ski 2,500 kilometers. And we, Andy, need people like you to come up Sunday and ski with us. So whether it's
it all depends on me. Is that what you're saying?
It all depends on you.
I don't know if you're going to make it, man.
We want people like you to come ski with us and help us get to 2,500 kilometers.
Well, that's actually great inspiration to go ahead and do that. I haven't been up to Lower Loop yet this year, and that is really good inspiration to go up and take it on. So, if I were to do that, do I have to sign up early? Can I just show up? What do I have to do?
just show up. We just want you to come show up. We're going to be, for those that are familiar with the lower loop, there's kind of the meadow area. We'll be up there. Our parents call it the mothership. There'll be a couple tents with warm drinks and food and a tally board for everybody to mark their kilometers as they come by. You know, people are welcome. As I mentioned, our skiers have been collecting pledges to support their effort. This is our biggest fundraiser of the year. You don't have to provide any money when you show up on Sunday, or if you want to throw a few bucks into the donation jar, we will gladly accept it. But we really just want the community to come up and just celebrate skiing, celebrate the efforts and achievements of all our young skiers on the team. And, you know, despite the weather, we're going to have a great time.
Well, speaking of that, Annika, how far do you hope to go during this event?
I'm hoping to go at least 12 kilometers. Over 15 would be amazing and awesome and really fun. But yeah.
Do you have sort of a personal best that you've done in a day or in an event? Or what's a big day for you typically on when you're cross country skiing?
A big day. I've done like 2 loops of the Montana Creek Trail.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the longest I've skied before.
That's a lot.
It was fun. I hope to do it again.
Cool.
Yeah.
Makai, I'll ask you the same thing. How far are you hoping to get?
My goal is about 20 kilometers, but I would like to ski farther than that if I have the energy.
Just keep going and going. I have to turn off the mm-hmm. lights. They'll pick you up on Sunday, Monday. You'll be late for school. Out there still doing it.
We'll send a note to your teacher, Makai.
Yep.
And how did you do the pledges, Makai? Did you kind of count how many pledges you got, or was it the people pledging for a certain amount, or how did you do that?
I mostly did online fundraising, and there was an app we had, or a website, and you would send the link to people, and they could donate there.
Oh, cool. How many pledges did you get?
I'm pretty sure I raised about $570.
There you go. All right. That's fantastic. Good for you. Annika, how about you?
I think I raised like $700-something.
That's awesome. Wow.
I'm not sure.
Did you do a lot of yours online too?
Yeah, most of them were from my family on the East Coast. So,
funding that crazy Alaskan kid that's in their family out there skiing. Or are they skiers too?
My great grandma, she was a big cross country skier, and also, of course, my dentist, Alaska Dental Arts, did a good amount. They're friends, so.
Cool, very cool. Well, Tristan, thanks so much for letting us know about this. Have a great time out there. I know your competitive spirit's going to take the best of you, and you're going to be out there cooking around, trying to beat the kids.
I'll be skiing with everybody, not beating anybody.
It's not about competition.
Can I also just mention, thanks to Valley Medical, they're our headline sponsor for this event. So just thanks for their support. And thanks to radio stations like K2 that let us come on and spread the good word.
Absolutely. Well, it's great talking to you. Makai and Annika, thanks so much for joining us as well. Thanks, Tristan, for joining us. Have a great time skiing. What a great event and what a cool thing to be promoting, and you know, fingers crossed for great skiing conditions. You're right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks for coming on, and gives us all an appreciation of the Juneau Nordic Ski Club and how it makes a difference in people's lives. And it's, as you say, Tristan, one of those things you can do your whole life. So what a great event you're going to be doing. Cool, man. Thank you. Thanks for talking to us today.
Thanks, Andy.